Good morning, good morning. Wishing you a terrific Thursday ahead. Welcome to today's episode. Talking about three things: Fed minutes, what's with the US 10-year yields, and the US JOLTS report. US stocks rose Wednesday as traders weighed questions on the economy and looked for hints to the Federal Reserve's next moves in the minutes of its most recent meeting. The S&P 500 was up 0.3%, setting a fresh record high. The Nasdaq extended its winning streak for four sessions and also hit a record high, gaining about 0.01%. The Dow Jones was also up by about 0.3%. The Federal Reserve said that the standard of substantial further progress was generally seen as not having yet been met, though policymakers expected the American economy to continue to progress, minutes from the last FOMC meeting showed. Some officials expect the conditions for beginning to reduce the pace of asset purchases to be met somewhat earlier than they had anticipated, while others saw the incoming data as providing a less clear signal about the underlying economic momentum. In the coming meetings, Fed officials agreed to continue assessing the economy's progress and to begin to discuss their plans of adjusting the path and composition of asset purchases. In addition, the Fed reiterated its intention to provide notice well in advance as an announcement to reduce the pace of purchases. The meeting marked a turn in the Fed's comfort with inflation risk amid heightened price pressures as the economy reopens. The minutes showed the committee had high uncertainty about how soon labor shortages and supply bottlenecks contributing to inflation would resolve. Meanwhile, bond yields continued their steep descent, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury notes yield reaching multi-month lows on Wednesday, reflecting investors' anxiety about the economy and concerns about the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note edged towards 1.3, hovering around its lowest level since mid-February, as concerns about inflationary pressure and sooner-than-expected interest rate hikes by the Fed eased. We saw from the central bank's minute meetings that policymakers' standard of substantial further progress on the economy was generally seen as not having been met, though progress was expected to continue. At the same time, signs emerged that the economic recovery is slowing down. The services sector grew less than expected in June, according to the ISM survey, which we spoke about yesterday. Also, the job report released last week, which is the NFP report, was not strong enough to raise inflation and tightening concerns, as wages increased slightly less than expected, while the unemployment rate surprisingly edged up. So all these factors are contributing to the move in the yields lower at this point of time. Moving on to oil. Oil futures gave up early gains Wednesday, with WTI trading at a two-week low around $72 a barrel on concerns that the OPEC standoff could lead producers to open the taps and flood the market with crude. OPEC Plus talks to raise production by about 400,000 barrels per day each month from August through December collapsed on Monday with no new meeting planned. Capping the downside, data from the API showed stocks of crude oil in the US fell by more than expected, which is 7.983 million barrels in the week ended July 2nd, the seventh straight week of declines. Asian stocks finished mixed, with China's CSI 300 rising about 1.1%, though technology shares such as Alibaba and Baidu remained under pressure amid a crackdown by the government on technology companies. Shares of US-listed companies DD Global, Full Truck Alliance and Kanzun also tumbled yesterday. Last, moving on to the US JOLTS report. It seems like a match made in heaven. The Labor Department said on Wednesday that job openings rose at the end of May by 16,000 to a new high of 9.2 million jobs. That's almost exactly the number of Americans who claim to be looking for jobs. Unfortunately, those might not be the jobs that they are seeking, or they might not be looking that hard, or maybe the jobs aren't available when or where they need them to be. That might all change by the end of the summer when school starts up again and extended unemployment benefits run out. Job openings increased in a number of industries, with the largest gains being recorded in other services, which is about 109,000. state and local government education and educational services in general. On the other hand, openings decreased in arts, entertainment and recreation, state and local government excluding education and federal government. Meanwhile, the number of hires fell by about 85,000 to 5.92 million, while total separations including quits, layoffs and discharges and other separations declined by about 485,000 to about 5.318 million. In summary, on the jobs front, the total number of vacancies exceeded hires by about 3.28 million in May. That's the highest on record since 2000. That is the update. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.